Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wispa Vista shortly.
Here's a guy who learned a lesson the hard way.
I certainly did, Eleanor. I had a headache last night and then discovered I was completely out of Alka-Seltzer. From now on, I'll try to remember that little rhyme of yours.
You mean an extra package on the side?
Keeps a family well supplied.
Right. Well supplied with Alka-Seltzer. First aid relief for a pesky headache. It's a very good thing to keep in mind before you go shopping, ladies. And then during the busy holiday season, if you or anyone in your family suffers from the pain of a headache or the unhappy, uncomfortable feeling of an upset stomach, you'll be prepared for really prompt, dependable relief.
And it's such a pleasant way to get relief, too. Alka-Seltzer leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth.
Yes, so keep a close check on that bottle of Alka-Seltzer. Remember, when the tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.
Some more Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore. It's the favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
If you've been listening the past couple of days, you know about McGee Incorporated, the stock which pays you $15 for every 10 you invest in McGee. We hope. Anyhow, here's the wife of the financial wizard talking to a friend on the phone.
That's right, Mabel. A special stockholders meeting tonight at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Himself is calling it for everyone who bought stock in McGee Incorporated, so you and Mort be sure and be there, huh? Yes. Yes, it's going to be out at Voice's General Store, just across the road from the old Morgan Mansion that McGee bought. Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry, Mabel, but I can't tell you how McGee expects to turn an old wreck of a house into a profit. I know we're best friends, Mabel, but McGee said tell no one. Just said to notify the stockholders.
That's right, kiddo. Tell nobody.
Oh, here he is now.
It's all set, Molly. I made all the arrangements and everything.
Good. See you out there at 8 tonight, Mabel. Bye.
Hey, where do you keep the sugar, anyhow? I have to get a cupful for the Nelsons. Where's the sugar?
Have you tried the kitchen?
Oh, the kitchen. Yeah, I guess that's for you.
Seems they're always out of something. Butter and then bread and now... Oh, hello, Lester. How are you?
Just fine, Miss McGee. I hope I'm not imposing on you folks.
Oh, no, not at all, Lester. You and Sally are welcome to anything. Here, McGee, let me get that before you spill it all over the floor.
I don't know who invented these pull-down holes on the sugar boxes, but they ought to make them smaller. And they ought to make the holes in salt shakers bigger. That's the trouble with the world today. Everything is backwards.
He's quite a philosopher, ain't he, Miss McGee?
Yeah, quite a messmaker, too. Get the broom, dearie.
Hey, I just got a great idea. Metallic sugar.
Metallic sugar?
Yeah, with metal filings mixed in it. Then when you spill it, like I always do, all you gotta do is lay a magnet on the floor and the sugar comes a-running.
Oh, dear, never mind, I'll get it. You go ahead and explain your magnetic sugar to Lester. But don't invest any money in it, Lester. We're just about squeezing out of McGee's last financial venture right now.
I know, I heard all about it. They say there's a stockholders meeting tonight.
Yep. Everybody who invested $10 in McGee Incorporated is going to get back 15, just like it said in the ad.
But I was talking to Sally about that, and we just can't figure how you can make a profit out of an old mansion. It's beat up. It's almost falling down. Besides having to...
Yeah, well, you just bring your stock and come to the meeting tonight.
But I'm not a stockholder.
Oh, that's right. You're not in it, are you?
No, and sure making a wreck out of Sally.
Oh, that's too bad.
You see, when I first read the ad, and it said invest $10 and get back 15, your money is insured by the Third National Bank, I said to Sally, let's get in, I said.
Yeah.
Then when we called the bank to make sure and found out it's supposed to be two separate ads, and the bank didn't have anything to do with your deal, I says to Sally, let's stay out, I says.
Yeah.
And then when we heard you bought the old Morgan Mansion for $300 and... We got to thinking that that land it is sitting on must be worth several thousand. I says to Sally, let's get in.
But when you found out I only bought the house and not the land and agreed to get the house off the property by the end of the week.
I says to Sally, let's stay out. And now today I heard how you're so happy and confident and how you're calling this stockholders meeting tonight. And, well, I got a little confused.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I says to Sally, what do you think, honey? And you know what she said?
No.
What'd she say?
Well, she stood there quietly thinking for a minute, and then she says to me, Lester, she says, if you mention this stock thing to me once more, I'll scream. And she picked up the broom.
Oh, dear.
And I figured that's a good time to get out of the house, and we need some sugar anyway, so that's why I came running on over.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
This is Eleanor Engel. Well, I hope you'll have yourself some fun this weekend, because fun is good for you. And whether you're planning to take in a movie or do your Christmas shopping, or whether you just intend to stay home and catch up on your loafing, you have to feel good to enjoy yourself. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun, because of that all-in, all-over feeling with a headache or an upset stomach, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relieve. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. Better get an extra package, so you'll have plenty on hand during the busy holiday season. It's the favorite of so many. For relief that does so much.
There it is up the road there, kiddo. Boyce's General Store, Post Office, and Snack Bar.
Oh, and it looks like all your stockholders are there waiting for you. Look at all those cars.
Yeah.
Why did you pick this particular place for the meeting, anyhow?
For two reasons, Molly. First, there's a good view of the old Morgan mansion.
Yeah?
And the other reason is I made a deal with Boyce for this meeting. All the profits from the snack bar...
McGee, you didn't chisel Mr. Boyce out of...
Yep. All the profits from the snack bar go to the Crippled Kids Fund at the Elks Club. Their Christmas fund.
Well, you're a real financier. You know, I'll bet if they'd had you in Washington back in 1929, we never would have had that depression.
That's what I kept telling Herb Hoover at the time, but he never even answered my letter. Whoops, better park right here, guys.
Heavenly days, what a fancy stop.
Saw a parking space and thought I'd better grab it. Boy, oh boy, I can't wait to see the look on all them doubtful friends of mine's faces when I tell them my plan. And...
what's the matter?
It's one of two things. Boyce has either burned his hamburgers again or else these brakes need fixing.
I hope it's the brakes. Because if Boyce's burgers smell like that, I'll have a cheese on rye.
All right. Quiet, everybody. Quiet, please.
May I have the mustard, Mr. Boyce?
Quiet!
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, fellow stockholders...
Skip the mustard, Mr. Boyce.
Yes, let's get this...
Let him have it. My goodness, we can certainly wait long enough for Mr. Wimple to...
Sure, give Wallace the mustard. Mort, hand that mustard over here.
I'll take it, Mort. Thanks.
I'll take it, Parker. Thanks.
I'll take it, Doctor. Thanks.
I'll take it, Mabel. Thanks. Here you are, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, thank you very... not the hot mustard. Haven't we any mild...
All right. Come on, let's get this meeting started.
Now,
fellow stockholders, I have called you here tonight to explain my financial activities with your money.
It needs explaining.
I've got $30 tied up in this.
If you all gaze out the window there, you will see across the road the old Morgan Mansion, which has been purchased for $300 by me, the head of McGee Incorporated.
Some head. Got holes in it, I think.
Doesn't look like much of a house either, I'll say that.
Well, there's the ketchup there behind you, Charlie. I thought I...
Now then, I promised you when I sold you this stock that you'd get $15 back for every 10 invested, and I am now at liberty to reveal just how I am going to accomplish this unheard-of miracle of financial wizardliness.
Never mind the eulogy. Get to the point, will you?
Cut the speech down, McGee. They're all impatient.
Okay. When I bought that old mansion over there, I had a plan in mind. I wanted an old house. Deserted. Worthless. But still standing...
What's that?
Sounds like fire engine.
Oh, it is. Look out there. Morgan's mansion is on fire.
Our whole investment is burning.
That's what it is, fire.
Come on. Now, wait a minute. Come on.
everybody.
Ah!
Get out.
Don't panic. We're safe here. Wait, Mabel.
Hey, boys. Stop them, boys. Hey.
Pay your check, folks. Don't run off without paying your check. Pay the check.
Heavenly days, such excitement.
Yeah, out the door before I could even tell them about the deal.
Well, they better come back here and pay their checks before they go home. That's all I got is... Tell them about what deal, McGee?
The fire. That fire was all planned, boys. I worked out all the details myself.
Planned? Did you know you can get 20 years for taking out insurance on a house and then setting fire to it?
Oh, no, no.
I didn't take out any insurance. I just happened to have a little touch of genius, boys. I made myself a big fat deal with the Wistful Vista Fire Department.
The fire department?
Yes. They got some new firemen and they got some new equipment. And they're paying me $500 just to let them try it out on Morgan's mansion.
$500? Well, say
isn't
now.
Isn't that wonderful? He bought it for $300 and sold it for $500.
Come on, kiddo, let's go watch it burn. Boy, oh boy, I don't know when I ever enjoyed a fire so much. McGee Incorporated, that's the best idea.
Oh, you're right.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Say, if you're feeling the miseries of a cold, do yourself a real favor, won't you, and find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, can be taken at any stage of a cold to relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Tabsin comes in smooth-coated, easily swallowed tablets, in packages easy to carry with you wherever you go. And that's just what you'll want to do if you have a cold during this time of the year. Take Tabsin.
Yeah, sure, Mort. Glad to do it. You and Mabel use the dough you made on McGee Incorporated for your Christmas shopping. That's okay. Yeah, goodbye.
I'm so proud of you, McGee. Everybody calling up to thank you for their little financial windfall.
Yep, and we didn't do so bad ourselves either. Paid back $450 to the stockholders for the $300 they gave me, and you and I wind up with a cool 50 smackers profit.
That's real cool.
You know what I'm going to do with that dough? I'm going to run a big ad this time, full page, right on Christmas Day.
Oh, dear.
And instead of stock for sale at $10 a share, you know what that ad's going to say?
Dearie, let's let well enough alone.
It's going to say, Merry Christmas. To the best little wife a guy ever had. To Molly from me.
Oh.
Fooled you, huh? Goodbye, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Today's cast of characters goes something like this. Mr. Wimple, Bill Thompson. Dr. Gamble, Arthur Q. Bryant. Les Nelson, Robert Easton. Mabel Toops, Mary Jane Croft. Parker, Art Jacobson. Voice, Bill Thompson again. Well, how do you like that? Such things can happen only to McGee. And they do constantly. That's why we advise that you make it a point to listen in again and find out what mischief our little man can get into. This is John Wald, about to relax for a while now, but I'll be back. I die hard, do you?